Hello, I'm Regina Soren. Thank you so much for joining me this Friday night for Regina Soren audio series. I do appreciate each and every one of you out there for being such a special part. I mean, such a really wonderful and special part of my audio series, my podcast. You are indeed just as much part of this audio, this series, as I am. And I thank God truly, truly for you. I started doing podcasts a few years ago, and it was just for fun. I received a letter from one of my fans, and they said, "We feel closer to you when you do podcasts because it feels like you were right there with us." I mean, I guess they were intimidated by the fact that I did radio and there were so many people involved in the radio, and they felt the radio. I hope I pronounced that correctly. So sometimes they feel lost in the shuffle. Yeah, but don't feel lost, guys. Here you are. This podcast was created because of you guys. And I thank God because this podcast has helped so many people. You know, sometimes family may not listen to your things or support it, but the Lord let other people out there support it. And I look sometimes and I'm like, oh my God, that was downloaded by so many people. And so many people listened and shared and tuned in. Makes my heart feel with joy. It fills my heart with joy. Thank you. I want to speak just briefly on my dreams and visions. I've been seeing visions and dreams since I was a little girl, 4 or 5 years old. Yeah, I had a dream, and I think I told the story before, about a family friend of my mother. Her name was Miss Julia. I never forget. And at 4 years old, I had a dream. I dreamed about her death. I'd seen her die before it happened. I'd seen exactly how it happened before it happened. God deals with me through dreams and visions. I'm going to say this because I need to say this. I am not a psychic, guys. I am not a prophetess. I'm not all of these things that people want to put on me. My own mother said when I was like 7 or 8 years old, "This child is a prophet. She's a prophet." And at the time, I didn't know what that meant. I really didn't. But as I got older, I realized what a prophetess means. Hey, prophets are not loved. Let me say that much, guys. But I don't feel I'm a prophetess or a psychic. I don't like titles. You know, I just think it's a gift that God gives me. And not just me. There are millions of other people who God shows dreams and visions to. My dreams and visions, the way they happen, the way God showed them to me, say if I dream He showed me something tonight. Now, it don't happen next week or the week after next. It be sometimes years later, like 2 years, or like when I saw the death of my brother. And I remember telling him, I said, "That lady that you're seeing, dating right now, I said, she stabbed you to death." I remember telling him that. And it happened like a year and a half later. She didn't physically stab him to death, but I believe it was her ex-husband who shot him, and she was a part of it. That stabbing him meant that she was doing things behind his back. So ladies and gentlemen out there, be careful who you entertain in your life. Girls, teenagers, men, women. You go on these dating sites online, you don't know these people. Please be careful. Please be careful. Sometimes all the research in the world is still not enough, guys. And I feel led to tell somebody out there today just to be careful. Be careful. Just be careful. I mean, because you can't trust everybody. That's a sad thing. Sometimes people come in your life to use you. Sometimes, I mean, just be careful for those out there who seek love out on these lines, because this is not a popular audio, guys. I know it's not. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but be careful. At least take that advice. But again, I'm not a prophet, prophetess, psychic. God just shows me visions and dreams. And my sister Laura, before she died, God showed me her death like 5 or 6 years before it happened. So during the time that she was away living in Missouri, she would always call me and said, Gina, what did you dream? Did you see something? See, she really believed in my dreams. I have others sometimes in my family. They like to compete. Who can dream? I started telling them a dream God showed me. Then suddenly they started telling me all the dreams that they had. And then therefore I stopped telling them what God has shown me. The dream that God has shown me. You know, sometimes it's good to listen and see what the Lord has to say. I like to listen to a person sometimes, and sometimes I butt in. But sometimes it's good to listen to see what that person has to say, because we don't know if God is directly speaking to us. So sometimes it's good to really just listen to see what the Lord has to say. But no, I don't feel like I'm a prophet, or a psychic. These are titles that people try to put on me or pin on me. And that's not me, guys. I mean, the Lord has never told me I was a prophetess. You know, I am a servant, however, who he shows visions to. And a very humble servant, if I have to say so. God has to trust you when he revealed things to you. He has to trust you with that dream. He revealed things to you about people and show you people in your dream. He has shown me people. I mean, seriously, guys, I laughed a little bit because I'm recalling something that happened a couple of years ago on the job I was on. And this girl, I loved her. I just thought she was so amazing. She was my enemy the whole time, stabbing me in the back the whole time. We were working online, I'll never forget it. And she and the manager were trying to pin something on me. And you know, one day God just pulled the cover off of this girl. He pulled the cover off of her right in front of the management face at the time. Pulled the cover off of both of them, and God showed me that dream. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. God, sometimes God shows me things, and I'm like, God, are you sure? This person, are you sure, God? God, he deals with us in that manner. But anytime God shows you a dream and vision, and it has a true quality to it, God has to trust you to reveal these things to you. And sometimes, yeah, he has to knock you out and put you to sleep. And sometimes he'll show you the dream and vision while you're sitting there. But very seldom have I had a dream like that or a vision. But yeah, he shows me visions and dreams ever since I was like 4 years old. And I try to always tell people, because I don't want their blood on my hands if he shows me their death or their sickness or some trial and tribulation, or even if he showed me myself. When he showed me myself, I hit my knees and say, God, become godly, God help me. Have mercy. So anytime you see a dream or vision, don't wait for it to happen. I mean, immediately go into warfare, like praying, guys. Go into prayer immediately. Don't sit there and say, I dreamed about this, and then when it happens, see there, I dreamed that. I knew it. I'm a prophet. You know, I don't deal the way most people deal. I'm sorry. I don't. And I guess that's why God really trusts me with these visions and dreams. I've gone almost 8 to 9 minutes, but I felt like I needed to share that with you guys, bring you into my life a little bit more, because you hear me online and you're like, who's that? She's interesting. And a person told me the other day, she's interesting. Let me listen. But yeah, if God shows you a dream and vision, immediately pray about it and ask for mercy, God. Ask God to have mercy on whoever he show you. Sometimes he shows me the person directly. Sometimes he shows me the situation directly. And sometimes it'd be indirectly. But if I see a person or people in dreams, then I let them know. Because I don't want their blood on my hands. You know, I know that sounds scary, but thank you so much again for listening, guys. I hope and pray that you're having a wonderful Friday night again. May God forever bless and keep each and every one of you. I'm Regina Soren. Contact me at SorenRegina@gmail.com. Thank you.